We are joined by Jeff O'Brien. He is from Chestnut Cambrone. He's not just an attorney. He's also a barrister and a lawyer extraordinaire. And Jeff, you just told me about what the Senate is doing in Minnesota, the Republican-led Senate. And there is nothing but politicking going on in the legislature, both the House and the Senate. And it appeared, and you could give us the background on it, but it appeared that the House had put this, painted the Senate into a corner, but the Senate found a way out. The Republican-led Senate found a way out. They were trying, they being the House, was trying to give a lot of power to the, commissioners for health?
Commissioner of Health and the commissioner for the Department of Human Services.
And what the Senate did is they let it be known that they will not let that happen, and they will vote them out if they try to overstep what they the Senate considers its bounds, and they're going to stay. And it's a technicality type thing, but they are going to stay in session until the next session begins in what? Does it begin in October? I don't even know when it starts.
February. February of 2022.
Oh, my God. So they're going to find a way to not close this session without harming people, because there will be no shutdown. It's, in one sense, it's a stroke of brilliance. In another sense, it's sad that we have to do things like this. To we being, you know, Minnesotans and the people representing them, in order to keep Governor Walz in check from overstepping his powers, which is all he's done since the pandemic began. And it's right. Terrible what it's come down to. Smart on the.
Well, and it's also sad that before we go patting the Republicans on the back for standing up for, you know, Minnesotans. Where was this in December when he was shutting bars and restaurants down again? I was pushing then. I was talking to some elected officials over there and just basically screaming at them to call Jan Malcolm in for a hearing and fire her unless he dropped this. So what happened? Just by add on to what you just said, Bob. So last week, you know, the legislature had to finish the budget by July 1st. The governor was talking about giving up his powers on August 1st, but he's going to keep a few of them or something like, you know,
yeah.
He was mentioning, you know, with an asterisk, right?
Yep.
And so the negotiating the public safety bill in the conference committee and the Senate says, which is controlled by the Republicans, tells the House, which is controlled by the Democrats, we'll agree to these two additional provisions in the public safety bill, but you have to go in and vote to take his powers away. And they agreed to that, and they ultimately took a vote. There was some haggling over trying to keep some of the powers in place, and that ultimately got stripped out. And it did pass 134-0.
Yep.
To strip his powers as of July 1st. In the meantime, Walz tried to run on a press release and claim that he gave up the powers, but you know this was under threat of he knew the vote was already coming at that point when he did that. So the legislature took his powers away finally. And the DFLers wanted that because they don't want to go into an election year next year saying that they would, you know, they let the governor, you know, do what he wanted to do until he was good and ready to give them up. So the last bill to be passed was the tax bill. And Ryan Winkler, House Majority Leader, who I refer to as the Jar Jar Binks of Minnesota politics, not really a point for him, nobody likes him, has this provision inserted about a public health disaster and certain commissioners, the MDH and DH and DHS commissioners, being able to have certain powers during a public health disaster. And it passes the House on a party line vote, and it goes to the Senate. And in the meantime, the House adjourns sine die, meaning they're done. They adjourned and they can't go back.
No.
So the Senate has the option of either passing this bill with this provision they don't like, or voting it down and having a government shutdown. And of course, with the media, they'll blame the Republicans for it. So, in a rare moment of having some sort of tactical ability. The Senate Republicans approved the bill, sent it on to the governor, and then did not adjourn sine die. The Democrats in the Senate tried to adjourn, and the motion failed. So what the Republicans are doing is they're staying in session as a check against these commissioners that have these powers, that if they abuse them or misuse them in any way, They're going to call what they call, and I think they're going to call informational hearings anyways this week on these commissioners, because once you have the hearing, then you can take a vote to fire them at any at the confirmation vote at any time. And if they don't vote to confirm, then you're essentially firing them. So that's what things have come to here in Minnesota. They should have been having a hearing on Jen Malcolm, in my
And she's a
opinion,
head of health,
last
right?
year.
She's a commissioner of health.
Yes, yes, yes. And everything that I've heard is that anytime that the governor was actually thinking of doing something that had a modicum of common sense and, reopening things and not being as restrictive, she would talk him out of it. I get the impression. I don't really think that Walz is a particularly good leader. He's a he's one he's he did fine as a member of Congress when he was one of 435, but he doesn't make decisions very well. He likes to have other he likes to look at others and follow them. He did that with following governors
Of
in
course he
New
did.
York and Michigan and California during the pandemic in the early days, and he does this with Malcolm with this stuff. So I don't like the idea that we're going to somehow let Jan Malcolm have this kind of power to control our lives. We're trying. It's the point is this is done. Get out of it, right? We're touting the 70% vaccination rate. Great. So stop.
Well,
We don't need this anymore.
One thing that Walsh, you mentioned about these other governors that he did, and he has not taken anywhere near the heat he should, is put people with COVID into nursing homes. And
Exactly.
it's what happened in New York and other states. That is one of the reasons the death rate was as high as it was, because that was so irresponsible. But that's what he did. Now, what I want to know is which member of the Republican Party came up with this idea to stay in session and fire these commissioners if they want to try something that's a little too much, because that's the one I want running for governor if I'm a Republican.
You know what? I don't know if anybody. I don't think that anybody has come out and identified who it was. In part because Paul Gazelka, the majority leader, the one I call Tylenol Paul, is the equivalent to you hear McConnell gets called Cocaine Mitch when he has this alter ego. Well, I say Gazelka's Tylenol Paul. I don't think Gazelka came up with it, but Gazelka has this delusion that he's going to run for governor. So, in deference to their leader, nobody is saying who came up with it. I have my theories that it might be, but I can't confirm. Nobody will confirm for me. I've asked, and nobody will confirm for me who came up with
Well, then
this.
clearly it wasn't Gazelka.
No, not at all, not at all. So this is a level of like I said. This is a level of tactical skill that the Minnesota Senate Republicans are not typically known for exerting.
It's interesting what they decided to do. So you said three members have to stay. They don't have to be in there every day. They have to be in there, or do they? Or they have to just be in there when someone tries to, one of these commissions tries to pull something. Or do three of them have to
No,
be in there every
I
single
think
day?
they have to. I think I don't know this, exactly, but my understanding is that there have to be like three of them in the chamber meeting daily. I don't know
Oh.
if it's like constant, but it you know the, because they're not when they're in session, they're not always in session, right?
Yep.
But they have to be in there at some point.
Well,
So,
that's not a big deal. You just give it to the rookies, the ones with the least seniority should have to show up. And there's enough in the city around the cities where it's not a big deal to get there. I mean, you don't have to have
Yeah,
the guy from
because
Bemidji there, the woman.
if you're sitting, yeah, if you're sitting at the state capitol, you got to worry about your catalytic converter being taken off your car or being shocked, or I mean, it's bad. I've talked to state reps over there, and they've been given memos of take the tunnels, don't go outside. It's bad.
Nice security we have over there at the Capitol.
Yeah,
It's
thanks, Democrats. You're in charge of everything. That's what we get. We have dumpster fire of public safety.
It's there. I didn't even look to see if there were there shootings yesterday or over the weekend. How bad was it?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, there was a bullet grazed a 9-month-old last,
Oh
I
my
think it was
God.
Friday. Yeah.
In Minneapolis.
Yep. We had
What?
we had we had we had a oh, the best was no, yesterday we had somebody with a wielding a flamethrower. So we've gone past machetes now, we have flamethrowers.
You know, so much of what's happened in Minneapolis and this state and this country, it is at the, I put it at the feet of the Minneapolis City Council members. They started this whole defund the police thing, which now they're trying to say, oh, we never said that. It's a Republican. How about that? Yeah. I don't even want to get into that one where this spokesperson for Biden is blaming Republicans for that. People aren't that stupid. There are times you're going to say something so absurd that it's going to backfire. And to me, something like that will. Jeff, you've got me steamed here, but we need to move on. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Thank you so much. We'll take a quick break in the BS show. Be right back.